I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, September 29th. There will not be a question on the November 4th ballot in Quincy dealing with the mayor's annual salary. The city clerk's office says Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises failed to collect enough signatures to get the question on the ballot. The group submitted over 7,000 signatures to City Hall last Tuesday. However, only 4,545 signatures were certified as registered voters, 828 short of the required number to get the ballot question approved. Election department workers said many of the signatures were not certified because they were not registered voters, were illegible, were duplicates, or had a different address from where they were registered. City officials said they used the same state standards to certify those signatures that had been used for many years and also consulted with an outside attorney to verify those standards. The citizens do have the option of appealing the decision to the Quincy Board of Registrars. The question would have asked voters to repeal the mayoral salary from $285,000 to $183,000 per year. It would also have set 2% annual raises for all elected officials and would require any change to that policy be approved by voters. Survivors of clergy sexual abuse and advocates gathered outside Quincy City Hall on Friday to denounce controversial comments recently made by Mayor Thomas Koch. Protesters displayed photos and stories of children who were sexually abused by priests. Among them was Francis Michael Sullivan, who said he was abused 50 years ago. The demonstration came after Koch was interviewed by radio host Dan Ray on his show last Monday night. Koch was on the show to discuss the legal battle over two statues of Catholic saints that are set to be erected on the new public safety building and carry an $850,000 price tag. The fate of the statues is now in the hands of a judge after a hearing earlier this month. When the conversation shifted to the Catholic Church's clergy sex abuse scandal, Koch said it was mostly homosexual issues, not pedophilia. He also asserted that child sex abuse is more prevalent among other groups, like teachers and coaches. Koch issued an apology at the school committee meeting last Wednesday night, but also made more comments supporting what he said. Survivors and advocates at the demonstration on Friday said an apology is not enough and are calling on Koch to meet directly with them. A Border Patrol officer has been charged with identity fraud after allegedly posing as town manager of Plymouth to prevent people from decorating their cars with Christmas lights. 36-year-old Christopher Marden from Holliston allegedly impersonated the Plymouth town manager in an attempt to stop the car decorations. Marden allegedly identified himself as town manager Derek Brindisi, but he submitted a complaint through a form on the Plymouth Police Department's website in December of 2024. Court documents allege that officers directed that complaint to Plymouth Chief Police Dana Flynn. He then allegedly contacted Brindisi, who said he never sent that submission or request to the police department. Police then tracked the sender's IP address to a Border Patrol workstation at Logan Airport. Investigators found that Marden had seemingly been active in a Facebook group and engaged in arguments. Plymouth police contacted the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Office, which told them they were conducting their own investigation. Marden is due to appear in court next month to face charges of identity fraud. A summons was issued for Marden to appear in court. He'll be arraigned on October 16th. Several Starbucks locations in Massachusetts, including one in an iconic location, are among hundreds that are closing nationwide. It's part of the coffee giant's attempt to turn around its struggling business. The company said it's closing hundreds of U.S. and Canadian stores and laying off 900 non-retail employees as it focuses more of its resources on a turnaround. The Starbucks on Court Street in Boston, which is below the iconic steaming brass kettle in Government Center, shut down over the weekend. The chain's location on Central Street in Wellesley also is shut down. Starbucks wouldn't give a number of stores that are closing, but said it expects to have 18,300 North American locations when its fiscal year ends. As of June 29, the company had 18,734 locations. Not immediately clear how many of the stores across the country that are closing are unionized. Workers at 650 company-owned U.S. Starbucks stores have voted to unionize since 2021, but they've yet to reach a contract agreement with the company. Workers in its stores will be offered transfers to other locations where possible and severance packages. Starbucks said it will notify non-retail employees whose petitions are being eliminated. By Friday, it expects to spend $1 billion on the restructuring, including $150 million on employee separation benefits and $850 million related to the physical store closing and the cost of exiting leases. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 299 points. The NASDAQ rose 99. And the S&P is up 38. Stocks higher in Asia. After Wall Street broke its three-day losing streak on Friday, trimming its losses for last week, the dollar slipped, the euro rose, and oil at $65 a barrel. Sports: Patriots beat the Panthers 42-13, and the Red Sox beat Detroit 4-3. Sox are in New York tomorrow night against the Yankees in the wild card spots. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, sunny and mild, high 77 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 55. Mostly sunny tomorrow and a high of 78. Wednesday, mostly sunny and cooler, the high of 63, and sunny 60 for high on Thursday. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves. Northwest winds at 5 knots will become southerly later today and a high tide at 5:17 p.m. Sunrise 6:39, sets at 6:28. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, September 29th.